This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 5:42. And it's time for Today on Twitter, where tributes for beloved performer Adiba Noor are continuing to pour in. Adiba, of course, very sadly passed away on Saturday, the 18th of June. She was 51 and she passed away due to stage 4 ovarian cancer. Adiba is one of those personalities, I think, even if you've never personally watched something that she's been in, and she's been in so many things. She sings, she acts, she's hosted shows, she's been on live shows, in theatre. Even if you haven't, I feel like she's a face and a personality that most Malaysians will recognise from television ads, from online videos, from just being... just being warm and friendly and relatable to so many people, right? So she entered show business in 1994 when she won Suara Sembilan Puluhan Nescafe, which is a talent search that was held in KL. And before that, she was actually a teacher. So she's had quite an interesting journey. She's known for being really versatile. She's done both dramatic as well as comedic roles. As I mentioned, she's also an accomplished singer. She was in films, in TV shows, but I think most of us will actually remember her from her roles in... the series of Yasmin Ahmad films, right? She played Kak Yam in Sepet, Gubra and Muksin. She was also Cegu Adiba in Talent Time. And if you're a fan of her music, I think most of us will think of her hit song Terlalu Istimewa, which won her Best Performance, Best Vocals, as well as Best Song in Anugerah Juara Lagu 21. And interestingly, I think in the last few years, she's also kind of come full circle. She started perhaps going back to her teaching roots a bit. She's been doing videos online where she talks about improving your English, and she did what was what she calls called constructive criticism to radio and TV announcers when it comes to speaking English on air. And it was really done in that sort of signature vibe, right? That friendly, gentle, slightly funny way that she had. So this was sad news. I don't think it wasn't something most people saw coming. And so over the weekend, there have been so many tributes pouring in on social media for Adiba. I'm just going to go through some. So Harith Iskandar says... Adiba Noor was the best and truest vocalist ever. She had the hugest heart and love for cats and those who were less fortunate. I don't know what to say. Minta maaf Kak Dib, I should have known you weren't well. Meanwhile, Yuna said, we will miss you, Adiba Noor. Thank you for the memories and for inspiring us all to be as strong and as real as you. Siti Kasim said, I don't know Adiba personally, but I've seen her act, sing and speak up on issues about Malaysia. We've lost a great person. May she rest in peace. And lots of other really sweet thoughts from fans as well. Nina says, Kak Adiba Noor was one of the kindest souls. During lockdown, she helped so many small businesses, including mine, by retweeting without a single charge. She was Malaysia's sweetheart and always will be. Juana says, many years ago, I contacted Adiba Noor to ask if she would support a child rights campaign by UNICEF. She said yes without asking a word about press or social media exposure and so on. She just showed up and sought no frills. I will always remember this. And I have to say, there are so many stories like these. I mean, it's common for someone who's an entertainment personality to have people talk about their works and their performances. But I loved how so many people shared these sorts of... the work that she has done in terms of elevating people's lives, in terms of causes that she has supported. Snug Dealer says, I had the privilege of sharing so many things about rescuing stray cats together with our late Adiba Noor, her contributions towards saving these beautiful souls all these years. Thank you for doing what you did. I hope her cats are fine. More about cats. She really was a cat lover. So Susanna says, she helped to retweet many tweets of cat adoptions and funding requests, including mine. I have the same thoughts about her cats too when I heard the news. and some on her English videos. So Hello Ali says, great educator. Oh my English, her grammar and her English pronunciation tweets and videos. Thank you, Adiba Noor. May God accept her good deeds and grant her the highest place. And meanwhile, just to wrap up, Hannah says, many knew Adiba as the singer, actress, MC and entertainer. I loved her best as the English teacher. She would post content on correct English usage in a funny, non-condescending way. We've truly lost an icon. All my love to her loved ones. Those are some really lovely thoughts. We would love to hear from you as well. We're just taking today on Twitter to pay tribute to Adiba Noor, who passed away on Saturday. What are your favourite Adiba Noor roles or moments? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll get to your messages after this, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.